जय राधा माधव पुण्य विहारी
And now chapter 18. King Yayati regains his youth. Shukdev Goswami said, O King Parikshit, as the embodied soul has six senses, King Nahusha had six sons named Yati, Yayati, Samyati, Ayati, Viyati, and Kriti. When one enters the post of king or head of the government, one cannot understand the meaning of self-realization. Knowing this, Yati, the eldest son of Nahusha, did not accept the power to rule, although it was offered by his father. Because Nahusha, the father of Yayati, molested Indra's wife, Shachi, who then complained to Agastya and other Brahmins, these saintly Brahmins cursed Nahusha to fall from the heavenly planets and be degraded to the status of a python. Consequently, Yayati became a king. King Yayati had four younger brothers, whom he allowed to rule the four directions. Yayati himself married Devayani, the daughter of Shukracharya, and Sharmishta, the daughter of Vrishaparva, and ruled the entire earth.
Shukracharya was a very powerful Brahmin, and Maharaj Yayati was a Kshatriya. Therefore, I am curious to know how there occurred this pratiloma marriage between a kshatriya and a Brahmin.
One day, Vrishaparva's daughter, Sharmishta, who was innocent but angry by nature, was walking with Devayani, the daughter of Shukracharya, and with thousands of friends in the palace garden. The garden was full of lotuses and trees of flowers and fruits, and was inhabited by sweetly singing birds and bumblebees. When the young lotus-eyed girls came to the bank of a reservoir of water, they wanted to enjoy by bathing. Thus they left their clothing on the bank and began sporting, throwing water on one another. While sporting in the water, the girls suddenly saw Lord Shiva passing by, seated on the back of his bull with his wife Parvati. Ashamed, because they were naked, the girls quickly got out of the water and covered themselves with their garments. Sharmishta unknowingly put Devayani's dress on her own body, thus angering Devayani, who then spoke as follows.
Oh, just see the activities of this servant maid, Sharmishta. Disregarding all etiquette, she has put on my dress, just like a dog snatching clarified butter meant for use in a sacrifice. We are among the qualified Brahmins who are accepted as the face of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Brahmins have created the entire universe by their austerity, and they always keep the absolute truth within the core of their hearts. They have directed the path of good fortune, the path of Vedic civilization, and because they are the only worshipable objects within this world, they are offered prayers and worshipped even by the great demigods, the directors of the various planets, and even by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supersoul, the Supreme Purifier, the husband of the Goddess of Fortune. And we are even more respectable because we are in the dynasty of Bhrigu. Yet, although this woman's father, being among the demons, is our disciple, she has put on my dress, exactly like a Shudra taking charge of Vedic knowledge.
When thus rebuked in cruel words, Sharmishta was very angry.
Breathing heavily like a serpent and biting her lower lip with her teeth, she spoke to the daughter of Shukracharya as follows. You beggar, since you don't understand your position, why should you unnecessarily talk so much? Don't all of you wait at our house, depending on us for your livelihood like crows? Using such unkind words, Sharmishta rebuked Devayani, the daughter of Shukracharya. In anger, she took away Devayani's garments and threw Devayani into a well. After throwing Devayani into the well, Sharmishta went home. Meanwhile, King Yayati, while engaged in a hunting excursion, went to the well to drink water and by chance saw Devayani. Seeing Devayani naked in the well, King Yayati immediately gave her his upper cloth. Being very kind to her, he caught her hand with his own and lifted her out. With words saturated with love and affection, Devayani said to King Yayati, O great hero, O king, conqueror of the cities of your enemies, by accepting my hand, you have accepted me as your married wife. Let me not be touched by others, for our relationship as husband and wife has been made possible by providence, not by any human being. Because of falling in the well, I met you. Indeed, this has been arranged by providence. After I cursed Kacha, the son of the learned scholar Brihaspati, he cursed me by saying that I would not have a Brahmin for a husband. Therefore, O mighty armed one, there is no possibility of my becoming the wife of a Brahmin. Because such a marriage is not sanctioned by regular scriptures, King Yayati did not like it, but because it was arranged by providence and because he was attracted by Devayani's beauty, he accepted her request. Thereafter, when the learned king returned to his palace, Devayani returned home crying and told her father, Shukracharya, about all that had happened because of Sharmishta. She told how she had been thrown into the well, but was saved by the king. As Shukracharya listened to what had happened to Devayani, his mind was very much aggrieved. Condemning the profession of priesthood and praising the profession of Uncha Vritti, or collecting grains from the fields, he left home with his daughter. King Vrishaparva understood that Shukracharya was coming to chastise or curse him. Consequently, before Shukracharya came to his house, Vrishaparva went out and fell down in the street at the feet of his guru and satisfied him, checking his wrath. The powerful Shukracharya was angry for a few moments, but upon being satisfied, he said to Vrishaparva, My dear king, kindly fulfill the desire of Devayani, for she is my daughter, and in this world I cannot give her up or neglect her. After hearing Shukracharya's request, Vrishaparva agreed to fulfill Devayani's desire, and he awaited her words. Devayani then expressed her desire as follows. Whenever I marry by the order of my father, my friend Sharmishta must go with me as my maidservant along with her friends. Vrishaparva wisely thought that Shukracharya's displeasure would bring danger and that his pleasure would bring material gain. Therefore, he carried out Shukracharya's order and served him like a slave. He gave his daughter Sharmishta to Devayani, and Sharmishta served Devayani like a slave, along with thousands of other women. When Shukracharya gave Devayani in marriage to Yayati, he had Sharmishta go with her, but he warned the king, My dear king, never allow this girl Sharmishta to lie with you in your bed. O King Parikshit, upon seeing Devayani with a nice son, Sharmishta once approached King Yayati at the appropriate time for conception. In a secluded place, she requested the king, the husband of her friend Devayani, to enable her to have a son also. When Princess Sharmishta begged King Yayati for a son, the king was certainly aware of the principles of religion, and therefore he agreed to fulfill her desire. Although he remembered the warning of Shukracharya, he thought of this union as the desire of the Supreme, and thus he had sex with Sharmishta. Devayani gave birth to Yadu and Turvasu, and Sharmishta gave birth to Druhyu, Anu, and Puru. When the proud Devayani understood from outside sources that Sharmishta was pregnant by her husband, she was frenzied with anger. Thus she departed for her father's house. King Yayati, who was very lusty, followed his wife, caught her and tried to appease her by speaking pleasing words and massaging her feet, but he could not satisfy her by any means. Shukracharya was extremely angry. He said, "You untruthful fool, lusting after women, you have done a great wrong. I therefore curse you to be attacked and disfigured by old age and invalidity." King Yayati said, "O learned, worshipable Brahmin, I have not yet satisfied my lusty desires with your daughter." Shukracharya then replied, "You may exchange your old age with someone who will agree to transfer his youth to you." When Yayati received this benediction from Shukracharya, he requested his eldest son, "My dear son Yadu, please give me your youth in exchange for my old age and invalidity. My dear son, I am not yet satisfied in my sexual desires. But if you are kind to me, you can take the old age given by your maternal grandfather, and I may take your youth so that I may enjoy life for a few years more." Yadu replied, "My dear father, you have already achieved old age, although you also were a young man. But I do not welcome your old age and invalidity, for unless one enjoys material happiness, one cannot attain renunciation." O Maharaj Parikshit, Yayati similarly requested his sons Turvasu, Druhyu, and Anu to exchange their youth for his old age. But because they were unaware of religious principles, they thought that their flickering youth was eternal, and therefore they refused to carry out their father's order. King Yayati then requested Puru, who was younger than these three brothers, but more qualified.
"My dear son, do not be disobedient like your elder brothers, for that is not your duty."
"O your majesty, who in this world can repay his debt to his father? By the mercy of one's father, one gets the human form of life, which can enable one to become an associate of the Supreme Lord. A son who acts by anticipating what his father wants him to do is first class. One who acts upon receiving his father's order is second class. And one who executes his father's order irreverently is third class. But a son who refuses his father's order is like his father's stool." In this way, Maharaj Parikshit, the son named Puru was very pleased to accept the old age of his father, Yayati, who took the youth of his son and enjoyed this material world as he required. Thereafter, King Yayati became the ruler of the entire world, consisting of seven islands, and ruled the citizens exactly like a father. Because he had taken the youth of his son, his senses were unimpaired, and he enjoyed as much material happiness as he desired. In secluded places, engaging her mind, words, body, and various paraphernalia, Devayani, the dear wife of Maharaj Yayati, always brought her husband the greatest possible transcendental bliss. King Yayati performed various sacrifices, in which he offered abundant gifts to the Brahmins to satisfy the Supreme Lord Hari, who is the reservoir of all the demigods and the object of all Vedic knowledge. The Supreme Lord Vasudeva, who created the cosmic manifestation, exhibits himself as all-pervading, like the sky that holds clouds. And when the creation is annihilated, everything enters into the Supreme Lord Vishnu, and varieties are no longer manifested.
Without material desires, Maharaj Yayati worshipped the Supreme Lord, who is situated in everyone's heart as Narayan and is invisible to material eyes, although existing everywhere. Although Maharaj Yayati was the king of the entire world, and he engaged his mind and five senses in enjoying material possessions for 1,000 years, he was unable to be satisfied. Thus ends the 18th chapter of the 9th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled King Yayati Regains His Youth.